What is postpartum depression? Hello, my name is Susan Orban, and I'm coordinator of the Washington County Coalition for Children. One of the goals of our behavioral health guide is to provide relevant mental health information for children and their families in Washington County and Rhode Island. As background, the Rhode Island Department of Health conducted a survey of pregnant women and new moms in 2004 and 2005, known as the Rhode Island Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System, or PRAMS survey. The results of this survey indicate that mental health issues during and after pregnancy are common and significantly impact the women who experience them. The goal of this series of podcasts is to provide accurate information on postpartum depression and resources available for women with postpartum depression in Rhode Island. To help us with this podcast, we contacted Sharon DeLuca, Director of Behavioral Health at South County Hospital in Wakefield, Rhode Island. Sharon served over 4 years as the Associate Director of Women's Outpatient Behavioral Health and Psychiatric Consultant for Project Link at Women and Infants Hospital. She joins us here today to help us discuss the issue of postpartum depression. At this point, I'd like to welcome Sharon DeLuca. Sharon, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Also joining us today is James Enos, a medical student in his final year at Brown University who's been studying postpartum depression in local communities. James, welcome, and thank you too for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
James, I'd like to start by getting a sense of how often women are affected by postpartum depression. Is postpartum depression a common problem?
Postpartum depression is fairly common. Many women are surprised to learn that postpartum depression occurs in up to 20% of new moms. According to the Rhode Island Department of Health PRAM survey, 14.1% of women reported postpartum depression symptoms after childbirth. This number is similar to rates of postpartum depression reported throughout the United States.
So postpartum depression occurs frequently, but many women experience sad, moody, and even are overwhelmed after childbirth. Do they all have postpartum depression?
It's true that many women feel moody after childbirth. They may also feel overwhelmed or sad. These symptoms may be the baby blues rather than true postpartum depression. The baby blues are usually worse around the fourth postpartum day and generally resolve within 2 weeks after delivery. Oftentimes, a new mom, her partner, and other family members expect the postpartum period to be a joyous time spent bonding with the new infant. But it's not at all surprising that many women experience the baby blues, especially when we consider the time-consuming responsibilities of caring for a new infant in the setting of the complex hormonal changes that occur after childbirth. Also, a new mom may feel completely overwhelmed by the lack of sleep she gets in the first few weeks and months after childbirth. The important differences between the baby blues and true postpartum depression are the severity and duration of symptoms. When symptoms are severe, or when they last for more than a few weeks, a woman should discuss her symptoms with her healthcare provider. If postpartum depression is diagnosed, then starting the appropriate treatment early can help reduce the amount of time a new mom spends feeling depressed and can help her get back to enjoying her new baby.
Thank you, James. Sharon, perhaps you can tell us more about the symptoms a woman may experience with postpartum depression.
Postpartum depression has similar symptoms as depression occurring at other times in a woman's life. Typically, a woman feels sad or disinterested and may no longer take pleasure in activities she once found enjoyable. For example, a woman who enjoyed spending time outside gardening or shopping for clothes may no longer find any pleasure in tending the garden or shopping the malls. Some other symptoms of postpartum depression include sleeping too much or not at all. A woman may feel very anxious and feel the need to control everything in the child's environment. Women often will describe compulsively cleaning the house or even their new baby, for instance, wiping excessively during diaper changes. An inability to concentrate due to racing thoughts about the new child is often present. She may also have unfounded feelings of guilt or shame. When these symptoms occur in the first few months after childbirth, they are considered postpartum depression. In fact, these types of symptoms experienced up to 1 year after childbirth are generally considered postpartum depression. A woman experiencing a postpartum depression may feel overwhelmed or unable to care for her new baby. She may feel inadequate as a new mother or feel like a failure. Unfortunately, a woman experiencing postpartum depression may feel ashamed or view her depression as a personality flaw. This is absolutely not true. Postpartum depression is not a personality flaw. It is not something to feel ashamed about. It's a complex medical condition, and women should feel empowered to discuss their feelings with their healthcare provider or the child's pediatrician.
On the other hand, women may experience very severe symptoms of depression after childbirth, and this is known as postpartum psychosis. What is important to know about postpartum psychosis?
Postpartum psychosis is a medical emergency requiring urgent medical attention. A woman with postpartum psychosis may act strangely. She may see or hear things that aren't there, or act dangerously toward herself or her child. Because of this risk of harm, it is important to get treatment right away. Postpartum psychosis can occur in women who are severely depressed or in women who have bipolar disorder that is exacerbated after delivery. That being said, it's important to stress that postpartum psychosis is exceedingly rare, and the overwhelming majority of women with postpartum depression never experience a postpartum psychosis.
Are there certain risk factors that makes some women more likely to feel depressed than others?
Yes, there are several important risk factors for postpartum depression. The most powerful risk factor for postpartum depression is a prior personal history of depression. That is, a woman who has experienced depression in the past is much more likely to experience a postpartum depression than another woman who does not have a personal history of depression. Other risk factors may include unplanned pregnancy, living without a partner, marital conflict, previous miscarriage, contemplating termination of the current pregnancy, and stressful life events that occurred recently, such as personal illness, injury, divorce, or financial difficulties. Also, a woman who gives birth to twins or a premature infant is more likely to experience postpartum depression. In these situations, life with the new baby may be so different than expected that the mom becomes overwhelmed, contributing to the depression.
James, can you tell us about the impact of postpartum depression on mothers and their children?
Well, it should be stated again that postpartum depression is common, and women should not hesitate to seek treatment if they are feeling depressed. The reason for this is because postpartum depression can have significant consequences for both mother and child. A new mom suffering from postpartum depression may experience problems bonding with her child. She is less likely to continue breastfeeding and may be more likely to stop working, engage in substance abuse, or have marital or relationship problems. A new mom with depression is also less likely to engage in playtime with her child or to read to her child. The reduced bonding may lead to less confidence in mothering and ultimately exacerbate symptoms of depression. Treatment is available for all women in Rhode Island with postpartum depression and can help eliminate feelings of sadness as well as enhance positive outcomes for mothers and children.
How do the feelings of the father play into this situation? Clearly, a new mom and her infant may be affected by postpartum depression, but do fathers experience similar symptoms?
The idea that fathers may experience postpartum depression went overlooked for some time, but the role of new fathers is changing as more women enter the workforce and men are expected to attend to more of the household responsibilities. The idea that fathers may experience postpartum depression went overlooked for some time, but the role of new fathers is changing as more women enter the workforce and men are expected to attend to more of the household responsibilities. Obviously, men do not undergo the same complex hormonal changes as women, but they often experience dramatically reduced sleep, leading to difficulty concentrating at work. They may also have irrational fears and concerns for their partner or new child. Similar to women in the postpartum period, men may feel overwhelmed, sad, or disinterested. Men are more likely to express depression as anger or violence, while women usually feel sad. The idea that men may experience depression after the birth of a new child is gaining recognition in the medical community, and men should also feel empowered to discuss symptoms of depression with their doctors.
Well, that concludes this podcast on the description of postpartum depression and its effects on mothers, children, and fathers. I want to thank both Sharon DeLuca and James Enos for helping to shed light on this important health topic. I encourage listeners who may be feeling depressed to contact their doctor and discuss the important issues associated with postpartum depression. Remember, postpartum depression is common, and there are resources available and experienced healthcare providers in Rhode Island who can offer help. For more information on treatment options and resources available in Rhode Island, please listen to the podcast titled Treatment of Postpartum Depression. Thank you for listening, and take care.